Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Learning to Fly the podcast. As today is Monday, most of you know what that means. Another Monday Muse workshop has come out in the Hummingbird Lounge newsletter. And while that sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo, basically what that means is we are back on track with our Monday workshops. These are free newsletter workshops that include a couple of example poems, a couple of prompts, and then a couple of examples utilizing those prompts. So, as it is a new year, I've decided that each of these workshops is not only going to be in the newsletter, but is also going to be available for anybody who prefers to learn or work audibly on the podcast. So these will be Monday Muse, and they will have the same name as the corresponding newsletter. And I hope that that helps. I hope that this is something interesting and it is a cool way for more people to experience these workshops and hit the ground running with their poetry, their art, their music, whatever it is. And since this is the first time we're doing this audibly, I want to let you know, while these are tailored or inspired by poems, you are free to create anything under the sun. If you read a line and, like, for example, one of the lines in one of today's poems is the price of grapefruit and stamps. If you're now inspired to go make a grapefruit olive oil cake, more power to you. Go do it. They're delicious. And actually super, super, super easy. If you are inspired by this line, and the weather reminded me of my mom with her tropical squalls, and you want to paint a portrait of your mother, or you want to go make a pineapple upside down cupcake, or you want to sculpt a palm tree, whatever the hell you want to do, do it. The whole point is to create something new and to test your skills and your lovely, lovely, abilities in the creative universe. And if you love something you share, or you're like, hey, I want some feedback on something that you create, then please feel free to share it on social media and tag me and use our hashtags. We have hashtag Monday Muse, we have hashtag Blue Jay Workshops, and we have hashtag Blue Jay Prompts. You can use any one or all of them. And share. And I would love to feature some of your work as well. So I highly encourage you to share if that's something that feels right to you. Alrighty. So now that we've kind of gotten that out of the way, today's workshop is called Clean Breaks and Fresh Starts because it is January 2nd. And a lot of us tend to believe that the new year is the perfect opportunity to try new things or to move past others. So I figured we should lean into that. And our example poems are Personal by Tommy Hoagland, Morning Song by Sylvia Plath, and Rain by Dawn Patterson. So the first poem, Personal by Tommy Hoagland. Don't take it personal, they said. And I did. I took it all quite personal. The breeze and the river and the color of the fields, the price of grapefruit and stamps, the wet hair of a woman in the rain, and I cursed what hurt me, and I praised what gave me joy, the most simple-minded of possible responses. The government reminded me of my father with its deafness and its laws, and the weather reminded me of my mom with her tropical squalls. Enjoy it while you can, they said, of happiness. Think first, they said, of talk. Get over it, they said, at the school of broken hearts. But I couldn't and I didn't and I don't believe in the clean break. I believe in the compound fracture served with the sauce of dirty regret. I believe in saying it all and taking it all back and saying it again for good measure. While the air flips up with I am sorries, like the wheeling birds and the trees look seasick in the wind. Oh, life, can you blame me for making a scene? You were that yellow caboose, the moon disappearing over the ridge of a cloud. I was the dog chained in some fool's backyard, barking and barking, trying to convince everything else to take it personal too. This next poem is Morning Song by Sylvia Plath. And before I do this one, I know a lot of people know a lot of things about Sylvia Plath. I know her work is highly stereotyped and fits into these very precise, very interesting boxes. And I have to say, if you don't know Morning Song, don't worry. It breaks all of those rules. That's why I love this one for today's workshop, because it's not a typical Sylvia Plath poem. And it's not fitting into those common beliefs about her and her work. So I just had to throw that out there before you tune me out. So Morning Song by Sylvia Plath. Love set you going like a fat gold watch. The midwife slapped your foot soles and your bald cry took its place among the elements. Our voices echo, magnifying your arrival, new statue. In a drafty museum, your nakedness shadows our safety. We stand around blankly at the walls. I'm no more your mother than the cloud that distills a mirror to reflect in its own slow effacement at the wind's hand. All night, your moth breath flickers among that flat pink roses. I wake to listen. A far scene moves in my ear. One cry and I stumble from bed, cow heavy and floral in my Victorian nightgown. Your mouth opens clean as a cat's. The window square whitens and swallows in dull stars. And now you try, your handful of notes, the clear vowels rise like balloons. Our final poem is Rain by Dawn Patterson. I love this poem. I love this poem, and I've never seen it before until I put this workshop together. I love all films that start with rain. Rain braiding a window pane or darkening a hung-out dress or streaming down her upturned face. One big thundering downpour right through the empty script and score before the act, before the blame, before the lens pulls through the frame to where the woman sits alone beside a silent telephone, or the dress lies ruined on the grass, or the girl walks off the overpass and all things flow out from a source along their fatal water course. However, bad or overlong, such a film can do no wrong. So when his negative twang shows through, or when the boom drips into view, or when her speech starts to betray its adaptation from the play, I think to when we opened cold on a starlit gutter, running gold, and the neon drugstore sign, and I'd read it into its blazing line. Forget the ink, the milk, the blood, all was washed clean with the flood. We rose up from the falling waters, the fallen rain's own sons and daughters, and none of this matters. Okay, so now that we have heard these poems, I want to walk you through the warm-up task. And the warm-up task is basically to take notes from any and all three of these poems about whatever stands out to you. Maybe it's a line, like that grapefruit and stamps line. Maybe it's the concept of where we encounter rain. Maybe it's what it feels like to be born. Maybe you, like me, have a connection to some of the poets or some of their names. For example, my sixth grade math teacher, her name was Rachel Hoagland, and every time I see poems by Tony Hoagland, I just laugh, because I have no idea if it's somebody that's related to her or if it's her in today's day and age, but it always makes me think of that, and how when I was in her class, I would do my math homework and then I would write poems in the margins of my page. And she was always like, "You're in the wrong class. Do the math and the math alone." But when I doodled, she didn't care. So I don't know. She was a weird woman. I mean, I have great memories, but she was weird. And I just think it's really funny that so many of us have preconceived notions about Sylvia Plath, whether or not we've actually read her work. So maybe that's something you want to talk about. Or maybe you love the rhythm that I read these poems at. Or you're wondering how else they could be read. Honestly, anything that you notice or think or connect to these poems is something great to write. I recommend taking 15 minutes total or 5 minutes a piece to really dissect them and make sure you get all the things that stand out to you. But of course, this is a self-paced workshop, so if you need more time, take more time. If you feel content just writing one or two notes about each one, that's totally cool too. And if you would like to share some of the things that you noticed or some of the things that you're thinking of, feel free to share them on Twitter and at me. Feel free to make a list of them and share them on social media and chat with me. Or feel free to join the Sincerely Blue Jay Discord server. We don't specifically have a channel for these workshops, but we do have a channel for the Hummingbird Lounge, which is the newsletter this is from. And we also have a newsletter for, I'm sorry, we also have a channel for book clubs. And this might kind of sort of tie into that. We also have the NaPoWriMo chat, which is National Poetry Writing Month. This could be preparing you for that. You can feel free to share them there. We also have sharing space. So if you have a complete piece that you want to share, be it art, poetry, music, olive oil cake, whatever, that's a great place. So you have lots and lots and lots and lots of options. We want to know what you're doing, and we want to know if you have any questions, or if there's something we can do in future workshops to make them more accessible or to dive deeper into some of these concepts or whatever. So that being said, feel free to pause me here and take your notes and unpause me when you are ready, or keep playing. And you can always replay the episode, whatever makes you happy. Okay, and for our main prompt, if you look really closely, two of the poems rely heavily on descriptions and sensory details and scene setting, whereas the Sylvia Plath poem leaves a lot of the major details up to us and our own interpretations. So for this prompt, I'm encouraging you to pick one of the two routes, or if you're really wanting to challenge yourself, try writing a poem in each direction about the same thing. So the first route is to lean into those details and let us know why they matter to your story so much. And the second route is to neglect as many details as possible and tell us something incredibly universal. If you're not a poet, one direction you can go with this is maybe paint a scene from two different perspectives, somebody who's noticing all the details and somebody who's got things a little more blurry. Or maybe from different angles, or honestly, just run with this, whatever it inspires you to do. And then, if you feel like taking this to the next level, like I said, you can try writing two different pieces. So, one that is detail, detail, detail heavy, and one that only has the bare minimum for details. Do to do. If this feels too simple for you, I encourage you to try writing in a new style or to try creating in a different medium or to try this over and over again about different stories or scenes until it really does feel like something new to you. Because this is self-paced and because we're all coming in at different various levels of knowledge and understanding and practice, I think that leaving some interpretation and leaving some room for you guys to just go where you're called to is really important while still having enough of a base guideline that those who maybe don't know what they're getting into can still create something really beautiful. That being said, one of my favorite things about these newsletters is that I get to create example poetry for you. So my example for this main prompt, I did two. I did one with all the details, and I did one with as few as possible. So my poem, All the Details. Last night, in the gray-blue coffee shop, surrounded by regulars, friends, family, and strangers alike, everything felt like a party. An intentional gathering of the minds and souls. As we sipped our red and green patterned cups for holiday flavors and bittersweet espresso memories, ideas and people coming and going as freely as the wind. Promises of wonder and secrets of uncertainty decorated the off-white creamy tile that connected us all within one space. Chalk art and merchandise ranging from shades of magenta to calming deep green smiled friendly from every corner as the conversations rose, the ebbs and flows of authenticity. The gray you wore did not do your artistry justice, while my glittering red hinted at something untrue in a different light. Or maybe time. Band t-shirts and oversized jackets played musical chairs as the table meant for six shrunk and grew throughout the waning afternoon light, and aching winter skies danced from one emotion to the next as quickly as we could blink or think. Cranberry white chocolate scones, little nuggets of holiday magic, pulled a lot of weight for inanimate objects crafted from flour and buttermilk. Everyone had something to say about them. And as the year wore thin, I have to admit this was one of the best farewells I've had in many years, without any unnecessary hauntings between drinks, dreams, or dreads. And then I wrote the same story with as few details as possible. Last night, an entire year's worth of conversation, artistry, and potential slowly wore itself away. A coffee shop, just the same as any other, filled with people just like the ones in grocery stores or parks or anywhere else, really. And it felt like a gathering space for everyone who didn't already have somewhere else to be. But that didn't make it any less magical, as scones and coffee and conversation wove their own sort of dream catcher around everyone coming and going, just trying to get through the day, or end the year on some sort of high despite everything that's come our way in the same amount of time and space. Everything passed by in a blur, and as I sit here typing away this preservation of something that could have been everything and nothing depending on the perspective of each atom present, I am reminded to question whether or not the details would have changed anything other than the time it took to tell the story to the page, the audience, or myself even. Also within this workshop, you'll find the 31 January prompts, which are also available on my social media pages, and there are 7 one-word prompts. So if you're not familiar with the concept of the one-word prompts, the goal is to take one word and write for 1 minute inspired by it. Even if you're mid-sentence, you're supposed to stop at 1 minute and share what you have. You can share it on Twitter, you can share it on Facebook, you can share it in the Discord, you can share it with a very trusted friend who's also a creator, you can share it in whatever way feels best to you. But the point is that you leave it at exactly a minute's worth of content, because you never know what that'll inspire in someone else, you never know what that'll inspire in you later, and you never know what can happen if we play a long-winded game of creative telephone. If you would like to continue after that 1 minute, you of course absolutely can. We just encourage that you share what you have and also maybe mark for your own purposes where that minute ended. So if you are interested in exploring the one-word prompts, here are our one-word prompts for the whole week. Adventure, begin, drink, swallow, scrapbook, here, and home. Alrighty, so I hope that you've enjoyed. I hope that you're feeling inspired. I hope that you took the time to pause and create, or you are listening through and taking notes and are going to create afterwards. I hope that you are having a fabulous day. By the way, today is National... Oh, it's something about Mondays. Hang on 2 seconds. It's National Thank God It's Monday Day. So, who knows? Maybe because we're here and we're working on this Monday Muse lesson, we are thankful that it's Monday. And if not, hopefully you have other reasons to be thankful, and I hope you'll drop them in the chat. Anyway, thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode of the Learning to Fly podcast, and as always, I'll see you again soon.